We are learning Masechta Ksubos, Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, and we're beginning the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Our Mishnah will now transition from the Kedushin stage to the Nesuin stage, that until the Nesuin, the Isha is in the father's Rishos, just like the Isha, the daughter, was in the father's Rishos, Kol Zman, she was like Tana and I, right? Even after Erisin, she is still in the father's Rishos. By Nesuin already, then she leaves the father's Rishos. So it says in the Mishnah, "La'olam he b'shus ha'av, ach tikones l'rishus habal l'nesuin." That kol zman she's not nesuin, she's b'shus ha'av until she goes into the rishus habal. What does that mean? What's a negeya? So Rashi speaks out the negeya first of all, truma. She's a bas yisrael moreses l'koyin. She's a bas yisrael that got a kedushin from a koyin. She's not eat truma until she has an nesuin. And the same thing for the other schusim that the husband gets only happens after nesuin. Now, what exactly is Nesuin is not clear in all the Gemaras. There's different rayas, different ways. And we'll speak out the Ramah's words momentarily. So it says, "La'olam b'rishus ha'av achik tekanos rishus habal Nesuin." Mosa av shluchi habal. Let's say the av didn't actually give her over to the husband, but the shluchi habal came to pick her up, and now she left the father's rishus. Harei rishus habal. The loch is, she is in the rishus habal, and we'll see finagei which dinim she is now in the Shush HaBaal. Halach Ha'avim Shluchi HaBaal. But if the father went together with the Shluchi HaBaal, so she never left the father's Shush yet, or the father's Shluchim went together with the Shluchi HaBaal, Harei B'Shush HaAv. She's still B'Shush HaAv. She does not leave until she leaves the Shush HaAv. Most Shluchi HaAv, Shluchi HaBaal, Harei B'Shush HaBaal. But if the Shluchi HaAv give her over to Shluchi HaBaal, then she's considered in the Shush HaBaal. So you see clear from this Mishnah's idea of being Moisil Shluchi HaBaal or Terabal, and that is Nesuin. So what exactly is Nesuin? So the Mechaber in Simon, in Eben Ezra, Simon Nun Hei, says that Yichud, that's what we call Chuppah. Zok the Mechaber in the middle of Sif Aleph, Yichud Zeh, Hu HaNikra Knisa L'Chuppah, Hu HaNikra Nesuin Mechal Mokin. That's the Shita of the Mechaber, and it's the Shita of the Rambam also, that Yichud, Haroya Lebiya, that's the Rambam learns, is called Chuppah. But the Ramah brings an Hagah. B'yesh oimrim, the chuppah ain't a yichud, ela kol shehaviya ha-chosim le-beis el-shem nesuin. As long as the chosim brought her into the house of Shem Nesuin, that's called nesuin. We'll see in the Gemara later on, the idea. And another day, the Ramah brings down, b'yesh oimrim, shehachuppah hi, she-person suda ha-roisha m'shas ha-bracha. They put a suda, which is like a veil over her head, b'shas ha-bracha. B'yesh oimrim, the chuppah has pesulah, m'shiyotza b'inuma, v'amonim she-siyachtu. When she goes out with the veil, or she or the Amana Mishas Yachto, it's different between Psula and Amana maybe. By Minig Pasha Dr. Ramah, Akshav Likras Chuppah Mokum Shemachrisim Sham Yerios Prusa Gabi Kleinsois. You have these poles and there's a Yeria spread out over it. Machrisim Tachta Achosim Vakala Barabim Makachasham Varchasham Birchas Eris of Nesuin. And that is what we call Chuppah, like we have what we call a Chuppah. That's an idea of bringing it into the husband's Rishos. That's where the husband walks down first. And he's like kind of the makim, that's his makim, and the Isha comes down to that makim, is going to his rishus, that's called Nesuin. So our Mishnah says, the oilam rishus av, until she goes, until the daughter goes into the rishus habal, and this idea of masa av, shluchi habal. So let's see the Gemara, Zok the Gemara, what's the lashon la'olam? The Mishnah starts off, la'olam forever, he rishus av ad, shedekon rishus habal. What's the lashon la'olam? La'fuke, Zok the Gemara, Mishnah Rishayna. It's coming to la'fuke, the Mishnah Rishon, which means the Mishnah of a beginning of the days, a beginning of the Chazal's times, they had a certain halacha, but they changed it afterwards. We'll learn this in Perek Aleph. We'll learn about this. The Tanan went to the Mishnah. Hagiyas Mav Leinisu. We had this mentioned in the first Blat and Ksubis also. The Tanan. Hagiyas Mav Leinisu. They made up a time for the Nesuin. In those days, between the Kedushin and the Nesuin was a break, and they gave the Basula 12 months to get ready, to get her stuff together, her makeup and other things, and to get the Suda ready. So Agia is Mavlei Nisu, Achelas, and let's say he didn't want to get married, he had a ikov, and the chassan didn't want to get married, the lacha is that she eats chuma. Achelas v'shaloi, first of all, he has to support her from that time on, after 12 months, when they made up for Nisuin, if he doesn't go ahead and do Nisuin, she will eat from his nechassim, but Achelas v'shuma, she eats chuma as well. So that was the Mishnah Rishayna. Our Mishnah is going like the Mishnah Achrayna. Kamashlon la'oilam. She does not eat truma until she actually goes into Shazus Aval, and 12 months is not sufficient to let her eat with truma. Zok the Gemara Vayit. He said in the Mishnah, Masav Shluchi Abal Rebbe Shazus Aval. Omar Rav. What's the Mesira to Shluchi Abal? What does that do? What does that do? Omar Rav. Mesirasa la'koil chutz v'chuma. Rav says that it's a Mesira for everything besides v'chuma. Rav says, what does Mesira for everything mean? L'yarsha. First of all, once they give her over to Rosh Hashanah. If she dies, the husband's Yerusher, L'tamila, the husband of Chuyiv, to be metamet to her if he's a Kayin, well, the Ma'isidah, he also gets the Ma'isidah. Well, the Chol Dava Ish B'Isha, Kayim Masira Shluchim Makam Chuppah. That's what Rashi says, the Gabi, everything, Masira is the same thing as Chuppah. Chutz Mechilas Truma. Besides Mechilas Truma, what's Pshat? Rashi explains, because why doesn't Arusa eat Truma? But the Raisa, Arusa eats Truma, because there's a Kedushin, there's a Kinyan Kaspoy. So really, if the Kayin already gave Kedushin to the Isha, she would eat Truma. Why doesn't she eat Truma? Because one man the other says, Al Simpain, that we're worried about, he might find a mum. And you only find a mum in the Isha after they actually get married, Bishas Bia, then they know about the mumun. So therefore, there might be a Tayus. And then she landed up eating Truma. She was a Zara, and she ate Truma. So therefore, we don't let her eat Truma until the actual Nesu'un. So I'm a Rav, the Mesiros, Lakol Chotz Truma, if everything starts with Truma. Rav Asi Amar, Afafa Truma, even Truma as well will also have. This Masir will be enough for Truma, she can eat Truma. Zog Rashi, what's the Pshat? Because Rav Asi holds the reason why the Rabbanan say Arusha does not eat Truma is not because of Simpon. You know the reason is? Because she might give her brothers and sisters in her father's house, which are Yisraelim, give them Truma. But now that they're Umayser, so there's no Chshash. That's so the Mechlekes Rav Asi and Rav is what the reason is. That's how Rashi learns. Tais is not like the Pshat because if you look at the Gemara later on, everyone agrees that Alfida Mishnah Achrayna that holds that after 12 months you don't eat Truma, everyone agrees the reason is not Simpon. That's the reason. And therefore, Tosfos learns different than Rashi. Akapanim, but that's what Rashi learns. The Machlokes Rav Asi and Rav is what's the reason why you can't eat Truma? Zok the Gemara, Isvei, when I have a Kasha, I'm going to try to ask some Kashas on Rav and Rav Asi. Try to ask a Kasha on Rav Asi. Isvei, when I Rav Asi, Rav Asi, Rav Asi, Rav Asi, Rav Asi, it says in our Mishnah, Lo Ilam Hi Rishusa Av, Achi Tekona Zechuppa. And in the Havim, we learn like this, that it looks like there's a difference between Chuppa and Mesira, because in the ratio, the Mishnah says, Lo Ilam He b'shusha av, achi karas chuppa, and then it says, masa av, shuchi abal, rei b'shusha abal. Sounds like there's a difference. So we thought, there was a gabi truma. And so it sounds like, to gabi truma, you have to have real chuppa. It's not enough for mesira. So it's a kasha ravasi. Rashi said, mesira is giving over to shluchi abal. Is enough for the truma. L'chayra, here you see, that you have to have chuppa for that. So that was the kasha, they asked the ravasi. So amaluhu rav, rav told both chia bar rav and rav huno, who was asking his kasha ravasi, he says to them, Lava minilchu, didn't I tell you, loisezlu basa ipcha, don't bring a raya for something that can be fatayach a different way. That's something that can be interpreted in a different way. Because yachlo shlilcha, I'll answer you, mesira so zuik nes lachopa. Mesira and chopa is the exact same thing. Don't tell him lo'ilam, it's going back on the whole mishnah. Lo'ilam, he was just avat shikar zachopa. But when it go lachopa or mesira labal, it's enough. So that's not a kash from there. So that's not a kash. But upon him here, we have mechlekes Rav and Ravasi. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says similar to Rav. Shmuel Amar, the whole Mesir only helps Lirushasa, only to Gabi Arusha. Only Gabi Arusha. That's how it works. That if the Mesir and he gave over to Shluchi Baal, then the wife died, the Baal be Yerish, then the Dunya. But Rashi speaks out, Avalachuma, Falafaras, the Dureha, and Mitziasa, all those things. There is no halacha Masira. Masira only helps for Yerusha according to Shmuel. It happens to be Tosfos argues on that prat. Tosfos says that Hu Adin, Hafaras the Darim, and Mitamila, you will have according to Shmuel. Okay, so Shmuel says, Dafkir Shas and Aksuba, and not Truma. And maybe it's because Rashi Tosfos, we got other things. So according to Rashi, you still have three shittas. You have Rav, who says it's Masira is for everything besides for Truma. Rav Asi says also Truma. And Shmuel says only for Yerusha. Rosh Lakish Amar L'Ksubasa, for the Ksuba. So what does that mean, Ksuba? Ksuba Mahi. Dimesa Yerushla, it means if she dies, the husband is Yerusha. Hayin to Shmuel, isn't that what Shmuel said? So Amar Avinu Loimar, Ksubasa Me'achar Mona. He's saying something else. He's saying that Mesira Lechopa, Mesira Labal, is enough. Giving over to the Shluchi Habal is enough to be called an Asua, that her next Ksuba will only be a Mana. Will only be 100 like a Mana Minan Asua, not 200 like a Mana Minan Erisin. That's the significance of giving over Mesira Lechopa Habal. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Tavao, Mesira Lechopa Habal, Mesira is also a Chuma, like Rav Asi. So we have three or four shitas here, and Be'ikar we have a shita Shmuel says it's not for truma, and Rav Yechanan, Rav Chanina, Rav Asi say it's even for truma. Meisvei, when I ask you a kasha from a tesefta, says the step like this. Hoylecha Avim Shluchei Abal. The father went to get Shluchei Abal. Oysa Holcha Shluchei Avim Shluchei Abal. Shluchei Avim went to Shluchei Abal. Oysa Oysla Chotza Vaderach. Or she had a property on the way as they were going. V'nichlesa imi lalin. And they went into that room. This is all with the fathers with them. They went into a hotel to sleep. Afa Pishuk Subasa Beis Baila. You know, she gave her ksuba ready over to the Beis Baila. Mesav, she dies. Avia Yarsha. The father is Yarisha. Because that's not, even if they went to sleep in the same room, that was just because they need a hotel for the night. It's not called the Masira enough, because Kozman, the father's with them, it's always called in the Shosa Av. Like Rashi speaks out, V'nichnasa imay im bailo lolun, kashayli ne b'derech ba'amo, v'loy l'shem nesu'un, it wasn't l'shem nesu'un, like upon him, and it's mashma that even then the father was still with them, he didn't give it over yet. But then it says in the Sefer, but Moser Ha'av, L'Shluchei Abal, if the father gave her over to L'Shluchei Abal, Moser L'Shluchei Av, L'Shluchei Abal, or the Shluchim of the Av gave her over to L'Shluchei Abal, Oish Ha'isla Chatzah V'Derech, V'Nichasim Ha'ilo Shemesu'in, or there was a Chatzah on the way. And they went together into the room, L'Shem Mesu'in, Av, Avishuk Shuvasah Ha'isaviyah, even though the Ksuba is back by the father's house, the opposite, the Ksuba is still by the father's house, still, the Baal is in charge now. Mesa Baal Yarsha. That's all you got. Yerusha. Aval the truma, but truma in isha, echel the truma shekanes the chuppah. Until you actually go into the chuppah, going to sleep in the same thing is not enough. Even the l'shem esun, it's not enough. Until you actually go into the chuppah, that is when you start eating truma. That's the only time you start eating truma. So what's the kasha? The kasha is you see that in tol chuppah you don't eat truma. It's a riot to Shmuel. Tiyufta the kulo tiyufta. So what does it mean tiyufta the kulo tiyufta? So Rashi says, Hanif the pliga the Shmuel, and who argues on Shmuel? Which is sounding like from Rashi, to me it sounds like at least, that even Rav, because Rav says that Mr. Russell Lekoil, here it's mashma only for Yerusha. But Taisvis, who holds that Rav and Shmuel say the same thing, Taisvis the mashma tiyufta the kulo says, Lav dafka the kulo, lahanu da amri afal chuma. The theories are ones who say that Mesira is enough for chuma. And it's serious enough for Chuma. Like upon him, so that's what comes out over here, that Lefi Shmuel, the only time, and that's how we're in the Gemara like that also, that from Asat Yufta, that the only time you're allowed to eat but Chuma is only if it's a real chuppah, and it's not enough if it's a Mesira. Now the Gemara says over here, two cases. They went into sleep somewhere, and on one hand it says that they went in Lalun to stop to sleep, not L'Shem Mesu'in. There it says you don't, it's nothing. And the other case says that if you went in L'Shem Mesu'in, it's good. So Shalom, what happens if you go in Stama without any Kavana? What would be Allah then? To go in Stama without any Kavana. So tomorrow, Gufa Kasha, Amr Nichasa Imer Lalin, Taima the Lalin, they went in to sleep, Stama L'Shem Mesu'in. Stama will be called L'Shem Mesu'in. Amr Seifa, you went on Shem Mesu'in, how stam alin? Stands like stam, you're going to sleep, it's nothing. So what's a stam? Om Rav Ashi, stam is stam iktani. Stam chatzah dida, when it's her chatzah, the stam is lalin. Not that he went on the shame that. Going into her chatzah is automatically considered lalin. Stam chatzah dida, l'nesu'in, is considered l'nesu'in. So that's what it means. When it says they went to sleep somewhere, it's lav dafka did it l'shem lalin or l'shem nesu'in. Whoever was the bialim, that's the shame nesu'in. I just want to speak out that Rashi is mashma that when you go in l'shem into this house l'shem nesu'in, it's like a chuppah. The problem is that if it's like a chuppah, so why would it work gabi truma also? So the Shita Bekabetzes brings down from a Rashba that says v'afagav. He says that even though here l'chare it's like a chuppah, he says that when it's on the way, Yeshleim at the Kesava Chuppah Shavederech Inam Etziv Day Simpon. The Bederech when on the way in Yochel Abot Kehetiv. You can't check her off good enough. So that's how that would be the pshat. Why? But I think there's a base Shmuel in Evan Ezra where Taka learns that going into the house would be enough for chuppah. It's a stickle of tumul. But that's what the Rashi says pshat, that even though usually chuppah is enough for truma, but on bederech that's not enough. Zot Gemara Vayte Tana. We learned in the Braisa, not a din about Mosa Av Shuchei Abal, regarding the chuppah of Mosa Av Shuchei Abal, regarding that nesu'in, that status of that nesu'in. Tama, Mosa Av Shuchei Abal, the father gave her over to Shuchei Abal, Vizinsa, she was Mezana. Now the halacha is, someone who has Kedushin and did not have nesu'in, and she's Mezana, she's Chayev Skila. She's doing it on purpose, she's Chayev Skila. If she's Mezana after nesu'in, she's the Eish Yisrael, she gets Chenek. There's a difference between a Arusa and a Nesu'a. So the pasuk says by the parasha Moitzei Shemra, it says Vayitziu es ha'naira pesach beis avios kolua anchi iru ba'avano beisa ki also navala beisol lizness beis avia ve'atar amekabecha. It's lizness beis avia. Beginning of that pasuk says ki year naira besul my rasa leish or matzah ish beyer shachavima. Talk about a naira besul ha'mer rasa leish shabai mer rasa by a rusa the skila. By Nesu and this Chenek. Now, what's the status of Masa Avashvichi Abal? She was in Zana then. Zog the Brisa Rezu Vechenek. She has din of Eishes Ish. Zog the Mamnon Mili. How do you know that she has din of Eishes Ish regarding the halacha of Znos? Am Racham Okra, Lizbeis Beisavia. It says in the Pasik that only then we get Skila, Lizbeis Avia, and still Beisavia. Proud Shem Masa Avashvichi Abal. But here, if you're Masa Avashvichi Abal, it's not Beisavia anymore. It's not Chayav Skila. For the Gemara, maybe Lizbeis Avia comes from a different thing. Maybe Pratel Shenichsel Chavulei Nevela. Avada Mesira is not enough. She's still called Arusa, and she still gets Skila. What's Lizbeis Avia coming La Fuke? That's the Kobeis Avia, maybe. What's coming La Fuke? Saying something more is Chupa Vulei Nevela. So Amarava Amali Ambi Chupa Behadik Siva. If it's Chupa alone, we know Pasha that's Chenek. Why? Because the Pasuk says three Tnayim to get Skila. Ki Naira Besula Meros Lish. So Naira teaches us it can't be a Baigris. To get Skila, it has to be a Naira, not a Baigris. Besula of Levula. It has to be a Besula, not a Baula. Ma'iras of Lainasua. And Ma'iras means Lainasua. Now, what type of Nasua is that? My Nasua. Ilim Nasua Mamish. If it means Mamish got married and had beer ready, Haina Besula. So it's already said it has to be a Besula. But Laibula. Elav, Shenichasel Chop of Lainivala. So it must come in Lafuke, Nichasel Chop of Nivala. So the Tnoyim that first, the Pasuk is, she has to be a Naira. She has to be a Marasalish. And she has to be a Naira Nabagaris, Basula Nabula, and Mirasa of Loinasua. So that includes everything. So what Liz is basically teaching us? That she also has to be not even a Mesira L'Shluchei Abal. But if it's Mesira L'Shluchei Abal, the Gever Shluchei Abal, the Lachavi should be considered an Eishas Ish regarding the Misa of Chenek and not the Misa of Skila.